I think it's nice that y'all trying to make equal rights in Baltimore for minorities, but I think as elected officials, if they do the right thing for the people, state of the businesses, I think we'd be okay. Teaching our black children starts companies so they can take care of themselves is the right way to go. We have to teach them trades such as refrigeration, heating, and plumbing, where things like this operate all the time. No matter how the economy gets, we can help each other out. And the thing about the young children getting killed in Connecticut, and they talk about guns now, when they authorize and give people carrying permits, the only ones got to worry about dying is the minorities again. And the only way we can teach our youth to do the right thing, we got to talk to them. We can't have meetings in the library. We got to have meetings on the street. We got to have meetings where the people need the help and going to get to y'all when y'all have meetings. Instead of you have professionals and stuff making statements and stuff, you need to have the people stand up in the middle of the auditorium and talk to the people, and then the people that making conclusion need to answer your questions. That's what I feel I'm saying. And then if any time the President of the United States can't get nothing passed in the Senate, the House, or anything else, it's a sad state of America. Anytime that you got people whoever let the country go down and stuff like that, minority don't stand a chance. I'm saying we always fighting for our rights all the time. And then when we get our black leaders in charge, as the mayor of Baltimore City and stuff like that, she's still doing what's best for the business people, not for the people. I'm saying when we got to create little pockets in the area where the little children can get little jobs to help themselves out and they feel positive.